This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle's our producer, and hope you had a great weekend. It certainly was an exceptional one for the New Orleans Saints. 48-7 over the defending Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, coached by Doug Peterson, who went to what is now UL Monroe and was a high school coach in Shreveport not so long ago. And yesterday he came to the Superdome, and it did not turn out well for the Eagles. The Saints are 9-1 and will play Thanksgiving with a 9-game winning streak on the line against their dreaded rival, the Atlanta Falcons. We start with Kimberly Eckert. She is Louisiana's Teacher of the Year. She does her thing at Brulee High School, 11 years in West Baton Rouge as a teacher, and she is here to talk about the wonders of the classroom. One of the most dynamic people I've met in recent vintage. And good morning to you, Kimberly.
Good morning.
How do you become Teacher of the Year?
I'm still trying to figure that out. It's funny. It's almost 2019. I'm 2018, and it's just gotten to the point where I can even say that I'm 2018 Teacher of the Year without giggling or feeling awkward about it. So, yeah, it's quite a process. It starts with your school. So your administration decides who's School Teacher of the Year, and then lots of different divisions, and you keep going up all the way, and it ends in this 14-person interview at the State Department, and then the rest is history.
Well, that's quite an honor, and you're wearing the banner well, but obviously there are some challenges in education in our state and our nation. Governor John Bel Edwards notes that teachers, in his view, are underpaid, and the numbers show that Louisiana's behind the southern regional average. How much would it help, if any, for teachers to receive a pay raise?
Oh, you went right for it. Okay. Obviously, anything that has to do with financial security for any field helps. So any talk of a raise helps. I think especially in a field where raises are so hard to come by, no matter how much experience you have, no matter how much longevity, really it's marginal, the increase from year to year. So anything helps, obviously. But I think that there are much greater conversations that also need to be had, because I don't think that ultimately it's an issue of pay that would keep teachers in the field and attract the talent that we really, really need.
877-217-5757 is your number, and talk at talklouisiana.org. So you're saying teachers, they do their jobs for other reasons other than compensation. Otherwise, they probably would be doing something else in life. Is that basically what you're saying right now?
Yeah, I'm definitely saying that. And also, in addition to the pay, I think that the idea that we have got to have more teachers at the table where decisions are made, to have a voice, to have a stake, to be invited to the room where it happens, that's really, really important. And I think that whenever it comes to resources to give the very best education to our students, those conversations need to be had as well. So I think that extends well beyond pay, and I think that we're starting to see more and more that the power of teacher voice is very, very critical. And I think using that voice and giving that validity and merit to it is just as important as an increase in pay.
What are the biggest challenges right now in the classroom?
Well, in terms of the classroom itself, I don't know that I would call the issues within my classroom. That's kind of where I think any good, passionate teacher really finds life. I think that's amazing. I think that the climate sometimes in the conversations outside of our classrooms is where things can get a little bit disheartening.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say there are more issues outside of our schools and our classrooms than there are within it. We are experts of making things happen in our classroom. It's the things that happen outside of our control that can be a little negative and a little problematic.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. And Chelsea asks in Mid-City, asks how important teacher unions are to educators in Louisiana. Does it help the cause to have someone representing you in that realm?
Well, I could definitely tell over the past year I've had a chance to interact with a lot of teachers from around the country. And seeing the role that unions play in other states was very interesting, because obviously I don't think that we have necessarily the weight or the presence in other states or quite as reliant on unions. So in our particular state, I know that there are a lot of other reasons to join unions. So it might be professional development or knowing that there is some type of representation. But I think that with anything else, it is very, very critical to have teacher voice represented in any organization that speaks on the behalf of students. So I think that any union is only as strong as the teacher voice that it invites to speak out on its behalf.
Are you a member of a union?
I'm actually a member of, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. I joined years and years ago, actually my first year of teaching, because we have choice.
Well, when you say all of them.
Well, so locally, I'm a member of AFT.
Yes.
And also the NEA affiliate, which is LAE here.
LAE.
Yes. And so I am actually a member of both. I really enjoy being current on any type of issues that they're involved in. And so that's always been a big interest of mine. And we have choice, so I don't have to be part of one or the other. And many people I know are part of neither. So I don't know that it definitely just doesn't seem to have the strongest presence as it does in maybe other states.
We hear sometimes about challenges in discipline in schools, and of course, in my day, teachers. I went to a parochial school, and I saw priests hit students, and I was hit a few times myself, but I didn't go to the local authorities. So, but today you can't do those sorts of things. Does that hamstring you in any way?
That's funny, because all teachers go in to, hit children. No, that's, no, absolutely.
Well, when I was hit, I deserved it.
Fair enough. I can't say that I was unscathed as a youth.
I don't have any scars that I know of to show for it, physical scars.
Fair enough. I think that this is such an easy question in terms of teaching, because at the end of the day, we are highly trained. We don't accidentally become great classroom managers. And so the idea that there's behavior management issues, we know that. And I think with anything else in education, when we think of what is the purpose of it, it's to be able to learn behaviors that are acceptable within a setting. And I think that great teachers know that that starts with relationships. And I think that the more we start to foster those relationships with students and help them develop empathy, and for us to really be culturally responsive to them and really celebrate their talents, that we see behavior issues in our classrooms diminish. So that's definitely, my perspective. And I think that rings true generationally as well. You have to build relationships first, and teachers are excellent at that.
How is the quality of the students?
What do you mean?
Are the students that you're receiving, are they equipped to, you don't teach first grade, mm-hmm. so they've had several grades before you get them at Brule High School. Are they equipped to learn and to proceed to higher education?
Well, there's two sides to that question, I think. The first, I am concerned less about what they may be equipped to do, and I'm concerned a lot more with what I'm equipped to do, because everything within that classroom, in my case, room 104, mm-hmm. is within my control, and I firmly believe that. So I'm definitely a lot less concerned with what a student has or does not have whenever they show up. And that's really the only lens that I see things through, because we can't get into this conversation where we say what they're lacking or what they're not. Times change, and I think that it's up to teachers to really kind of celebrate and harness the power of students, because I see a million strengths in them. And I think that really strong teachers are able to see those strengths and don't really look at that from a deficit perspective.
Dom, you're on Talk Louisiana. This is Dom and Bro Bridge calling in with Kimberly Eckert, Louisiana's Teacher of the Year. Hi, Dom.
Good morning, folks. Regarding discipline, I really do feel for teachers. If you've been out in a restaurant and you've seen parents trying to get the phone from their kid or get them to listen to them, it's just out of control. I think, the poor teachers are saddled with what happens in the house. And in a lot of ways, a lot of times, it's just, it's out of their, it is out of their control. And it's the parents' fault. The parents are afraid to discipline their children, it seems.
Thank you, Don. You're shaking your head. Do you concur with what he said?
I hear what he's saying. I definitely hear what he's saying. And I think that, and again, I'm going to say this, these are my truths that I'm telling for myself. I really think, like, if you look back, like, even, like, Socrates and Homer wrote about the disrespect of young people. Like, there's this amazing quote that actually shows students before we start Romeo and Juliet, and they would swear it happened yesterday, and it's about the youths being disrespectful, and they don't do what their parents say, and they bring shame on their families. So we can tell that literally thousands of years this has not changed with young people. They are designed to push limits, and they're designed to do those things. We just have different tests and stressors now. What is very, very important to me as an educator, and I think that this really transcends any span of time, is that I try to make my classroom a place where if they had a choice, they would still choose to be with me. And so that comes into the way that I design lessons, the way that I make class a place that's very welcoming and inviting and challenging, but supportive for them. So again, it's one of those things, I can't think about all the things I cannot control or I couldn't do my job. I can control my actions and my training. I rely on that. And so whenever the students come to me in my room, I think even their parents would be surprised sometimes to see, like, the scholars that I'm able to teach each day because of the expectations that I have and the support that's there to help them meet them.
Well, congratulations on being Teacher of the Year, Ridley High's Kimberly Eckert. And there's nothing more noble than being a teacher. And we're glad you spent time with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.